Tomorrow's World Commentary, March 13th, 2024. Olive Oil, a Biblical Symbol, by Roger Meyer. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Olive oil has been used for millennia and is well regarded for many health benefits. This golden liquid, treasured by ancient cultures and modern chefs alike, plays a very important role throughout the pages of the Bible. Extra virgin olive oil, or EVOO, contains predominantly healthful monounsaturated fatty acids, most notably oleic acid. It also contains polyphenols with anti-inflammatory benefits and antioxidant properties against oxidative cellular damage from free radicals. It can have many benefits for heart health as well, and EVOO is an excellent salad dressing and cooking oil. Olive trees are grown in many countries surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. Spain, Italy, Greece, and Tunisia are the largest olive oil producers, but other nations growing olives include Australia, Argentina, Chile, China, and the United States. The olive branch has long been a symbol of peace, which, along with the dove, harkens back to the biblical account of Noah and the flood. Genesis chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. Oil is first mentioned in Genesis chapter 28, verse 18, when Jacob poured oil, that is, Strong's H8081, fat, oil, or olive oil, on the rock he slept on when he had the dream about the ladder reaching to heaven. He set the rock as a pillar, representing God's house, and vowed to give a tenth to God of all he received. Years later, Jacob returned to Bethel at God's command, and again anointed a pillar stone at Bethel. Genesis chapter 35, verses 14 and 15. Decades later, the promised land was a land of olive oil. See Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8. In the Exodus from Egypt, God gave Israel many instructions for the tabernacle service, which included oil for light, the lamps, and spices for the anointing oil. Exodus chapter 25, verse 6. The oil was to be pure oil of pressed olives for the light. Exodus chapter 27, verse 20. Oil was used to anoint priests, the unleavened cakes for offerings, Exodus chapter 29, the tabernacle, the ark, and many things dedicated to the Lord. The holy anointing oil was to be olive oil infused with quality spices. The recipe was holy and was not to be copied for ordinary use on punishment of death, Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 33. Later, kings were anointed. The Messiah, or Anointed One, is King of Kings, Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, and a great high priest, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Anointing someone signified their being consecrated for a divine purpose. James instructs Christians who are sick to call for the elders of his church to be anointed with oil in the name of the Lord, James chapter 5, verse 14. While EVOO has antibacterial properties and helps promote healing of wounds, for example, Luke chapter 10, verse 34, it is used symbolically when anointing the sick to represent God's spirit, love, and power to heal, Christ having suffered the stripes in his body for our healing. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. The parable of the 10 virgins concerns a central lesson about being wise, watchful, and prepared, and filled with God's Holy Spirit, that is, having enough oil to keep their lamps burning. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The prophet Zechariah was given a vision of a lampstand, symbolizing the Lord, and two olive trees on each side of the lampstand. It was only revealed that two trees represented the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth, Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 and 11 through 14. In Revelation chapter 11, it is further revealed to John that the two end-time witnesses are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Verse 4. They will prophesy for 42 months, and are given great miracle-working power. Verses 3 through 12. Jesus spent a good deal of time on the Mount of Olives during his ministry. When Jesus comes back, his feet will stand again on the Mount of Olives. See Zechariah 14, verse 4. Will you be ready for his return? End of article. Literature offer. Related to this topic, you may find the free study guides Biblical Principles of Health and Does God Heal Today? Of interest. Also be sure to watch the telecast, What is the Gospel Jesus Preached?